Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means we say good morning to Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's always good to see you.
Great to see you.
You always have a smile on your face.
I don't know about that, but I try.
You seem to. And so before we meet our guest today and our topic, any news and notes we want to pass along?
Well, certainly, just a reminder, obviously, always about things like urgent care hours, important for people, especially as we just come on the holiday season. Let's hope everybody's healthy, but if for some reason they're not, just keep in mind that they can go on our website, check out urgent care, of course, here at Finger Lakes Health Commons and over at Life Care.
I know we talked about the Thanksgiving hours. Do we know Christmas is on a Monday this year? Do we know about the hours around Christmas yet, or will that come out in the future?
I can't say that I can speak to them directly myself right now, but people can check the website, and I will certainly tell you we will have some great coverage. So, for example, like the weekend leading in and sort of the holiday days, because we just know that's an important time to offer that alternative to physicians if people can't get in.
Here's how CEO
as well
Meg
as obviously
Whitman transformed
when people are traveling and things.
All right. Very good. So let's meet our returning guest and our topic for today.
Yes. I was just sort of doing the whisper. Tina, how long have you been here? So Tina's back with us. She has been on with us before, so we're grateful as we head into the holidays. This is Tina Ganzon. Tina has been with us as a registered dietitian and also working specifically with our diabetes prevention program. So 3 years. And so this was, we come upon two things, both the holiday season, the holiday festivities, how to sort of manage and keep on track and really make some healthful choices. We know that Tina will always give us those real life tips, but also realistic for us in terms of recognizing people often are engaged in celebrations around food and things. So how do we make the right choices? And we're also going to talk a little bit about diabetes prevention program that's coming up in Yates County beginning in January. So people who are sort of thinking ahead and thinking about that new year and how to get on the right track early on, right up from the start, partnership with Public Health of Yates County will be a 16-week diabetes program starting in January. So we'll talk about both those things. And thanks to Tina for being a registered dietitian and someone who helps keep us on track, but also I know is a real, just a gift to her patients.
Tina, welcome back. It's good to have you here as always.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here.
This is always one of my most embarrassing segments of the year because if you need a model for your before pictures, you can take a picture of me and then what people
are I don't think you give yourself enough credit, Ted.
So let's start with the diabetes prevention program. Run us through the basics of that.
Well, basically, diabetes prevention program was developed by the CDC, the Centers of Disease Control, and what they found is just this huge link for weight. Your weight status and, you know, whether you're going to get diabetes. I mean, there's other connections, you know, genetics and lifestyle and whatnot. But what they really found is even by losing 5 to 9% of your body weight. So, you know, for a 200-pound person, you're talking 10 to 15 pounds, which I think some people, when they leave their doctors now, they get that summary and it gives them their ideal body weight. And they look at that and they think, there is no way. But if you think about a 10 to a 9% body loss, which we're talking 10 to 20 pounds, that is realistic. That is feasible. But the CDC has found that that does prevent diabetes, that can prolong the onset, that can prevent the onset of diabetes. So they've developed this class, this diabetes prevention class, and it is primarily, the primary goal is weight loss. It is a comprehensive weight loss program. And we've done two. We're in the midst of our second. We just finished one, and I had 55 participants, and we lost almost 500 pounds together.
Wow.
Now I'm in my second session of a class. I've got three classes, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, different times during the day, different, you know, representing the different counties, Seneca and Ontario, and now with January, we'll be going into Yates. And with the second session class, again, we have about 55, 60 participants, and we're already, even with the holidays, Ted, we're already well over 350 pounds of loss.
Why is weight such a big factor? Do we know what it is about having those extra pounds? Is it the weight itself, or is it other lifestyle factors and things that go with it?
I think it's both. The weight itself is a stress on the body. The body has to work that much harder. The pancreas, the heart, the lungs, everything has to work so much harder. It puts that stress on. But then, of course, when you overeat, oftentimes it's not the healthiest of choices. And so, you know, that contributes too. And as we get heavier, as we get older, you know, we slow down. Our activity decreases.
So, remind us about what diabetes is. Our pancreas produces insulin in reaction to body sugar, and sort of fill in the gaps from there.
Right. So basically, you know, there's a couple different kinds. There's gestational, which you get when you're pregnant. There's insulin dependent, which is usually diagnosed under the age of 18. And then there's type 2, which can come on at any point over the age of 18, even up into your 70s. But, you know, basically it's just your body's inefficiency to keep your blood sugars in a normal range. And when your blood sugars are too high for a prolonged period of time, it starts to affect your eyes, your kidney, your vascular, your heart. So, you know, when you talk about diabetes, you also have to encompass about all the other risk factors that are associated with diabetes.
So when we talk about losing weight, you're a certified adult weight management counselor. Is that the biggest obstacle, is that we look at the whole goal rather than a step at a time? We go, oh my God, I can't lose 25 pounds, so we don't start?
Absolutely. I think that sometimes we do overwhelm ourselves. Like even for activity, for instance, we think, you know, if we don't have 30 minutes of time, then there's no point in doing any activity. Where, hence, you know, I just tell people, you know, if you're going shopping for the holidays, whether you're going to BJ's or you're going to Walmart or you're going to a mall, before you do any shopping, go around the perimeter, you know, one time, kind of quickly. Then get your cart and do it. Then think how many extra steps, and you know, you can go a little bit faster, you can exercise that heart, little things like that. Like, we don't have time to get to the gym maybe for that 30 minutes or an hour, or the weather's prohibitive so we can't get outside. So use the buildings that you're in, the buildings that are around you.
Are there warning signs? I've heard of pre-diabetes, so are there warning signs that you might be prone to getting diabetes and that you better start doing these things right now?
Absolutely. You know, I don't know that they're so discreet that you can pick them up, but the doctor through lab work can pick them up. You know, any sort of weight gain, like if you have a sudden weight gain, 15, 20 pounds in a year, I think, you know, that should be a little click to you to say, hey, you know, that puts me into a high risk factor for whether it's heart disease or diabetes, you know, any chronic disease. You know, the more you stress your body, the more inefficient your body becomes.
Remind us again the date, time, and place for the diabetes program.
So the new one coming up in Yates County is going to be on Mondays from noon until 1 p.m. So it's going to be a lunch hour program.
Okay.
We tend to have a lot of success with that. You know, so if you work, you come on your lunch hour. If you're retired, you don't have to drive in the snow or after dark, you
right.
know, that kind of thing.
And it's January
29th, actually. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But the deadline to enroll is Wednesday, January 24th, and people can call 315-536-5160. These are taking place at the Yates Community Center in Penn Yan. So again, Yates County on Mondays at noon for 16 weeks, beginning January 29th. And obviously, they've got two great sessions be sort of under their belt with a lot of learnings and a lot of, you know, a lot of success. So if you want to join something that you know you can help sort of join that momentum and have some early in the year success at putting yourself first,
okay.
I think it's an important step for people.
Absolutely. And this one's even more exciting because we got a grant with the Greater Rochester Foundation.
Oh.
And if you're a resident of Yates County, we can offer, and you qualify for the diabetes prevention program, we can offer a gym membership on top of that.
Wow, terrific.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
All right, we have a few minutes left, so remind us, again, we do this each year at this time, navigating that holiday food minefield. We walk into work, and there's those plates full of fatty and sugar-filled snacks, and everybody's inviting you to parties and things, and that's all great, but what's the sensible way to make our way through all this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just to be mindful. You know, if you know they're going to be there, how do you prevent it? Think about it. You know, I think a lot of times when food's in front of us, we just think we should eat it. And so I think we have to think, okay, no, we don't necessarily want to put that in our body. That's not the best thing. Preventing, you know, not being hungry is obviously a key. So, you know, eat a good breakfast before you go to work. You know, even on those social engagements, if you have some parties or family dinners and whatnot, if they're at odd times, don't show up starving. You know, have a nice big salad, have an apple, have some fruit salad, have a yogurt, have something before you show up. So those appetizers, which are things we're not used to, you know, on an everyday basis, we don't have appetizers with every meal. We don't have dessert with every meal. But when we go to these social engagements, they are around. They are an option. And so to prevent you from overeating, you know, don't show up, you know, just hungry.
We've talked about in years past that there's been a change, for example, in convenience stores. You walk into a convenience store now, you'll see apples or bananas, a little bit healthier choices. Has that made its way to the holiday party or the kitchen at work? I mean, are people more conscious of bringing in a few healthier options?
It may go in waves. I think this time of year, though, you're going to see less of it, you know, with the Christmas cookie, and all that kind of thing. But I think overall, you know, people do start to see this link of lifestyle and weight to these chronic diseases. And I think they are trying, you know, in essence, to prevent further weight gain. So they are going to more fruits and vegetables. But, you know, where we live in New York State, it does make it a little bit difficult at times.
Right.
You know, but they've still, even the food manufacturers have been able to accommodate us with nice frozen fruits, nice frozen vegetables, all of those kind of things.
And as we've talked about before, when it comes to weight management, it's not that you can't have any Christmas cookies. Just be sensible. Have one or a couple and then limit yourself to that and make sure. That's the exercise side of the equation. That can kind of go out the window during the holidays because we're busy, 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 busy. So just make sure, I think you said a minute ago, Laura said, take time for yourself. So just keep yourself in mind and make sure you take care of the body during this hectic month or so.
Right.
And this mindfulness, as Tina mentioned, it's not just personal mindfulness, I think, but this planning ahead. So plan mm-hmm. ahead to eat before the party. But also if you are planning an office gathering, which many of us do, or a work event, and people are bringing something, planning ahead what people are going to bring might give someone to say, you know what, I'm going to bring a fruit and vegetable platter. Yeah. I'm going to bring, and I think sometimes if we just let it to happenstance, we're literally, if it's happenstance, we're all bringing the cookies and we're all bringing the chips. Let's just, you know.
Right.
But if you actually plan ahead and someone says, you know what, I've got this great soup, it'll be a great thing to help sort of fill us up and be warm and hearty, but also healthful. So there, I think that mindfulness and the planning, and I do think it is a season for planning, but it is also a season for hectic. But if we can do a little balance of both, I think it's...
Well, and I think that's exactly what it is the balance. So if you have a cookie, you know, well, how can I balance that at lunch? You know, can I, okay, well, maybe I don't need that extra, that extra fruit I brought today. Maybe I can save that for mid-afternoon. You know, how do you balance? You know, if you have a few extra carbs during the day, okay, well, maybe it's not a good night for spaghetti and meatballs. Maybe I should have, you know, balancing all of that, you know, is always key. You know, whether it's balancing it with activity or balancing it with less food or, you know, more fruits and vegetables, that kind of thing.
All right, Diabetes Prevention Program beginning on the 29th in Yates County. Register by the 24th and just be sensible during this holiday season. Tina, thanks as always. Good to talk with you. Laura, thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget, Tina does some individual one-on-one nutritional counseling and things as well. So for those people who feel so inspired and motivated, give us a call.
All right, very good. Thank you both. We appreciate it. We get healthy every 2 weeks with Finger Lakes Health. It's 8:52 now on the Finger Lakes Morning News.